Yeah, Coach, you know, at times it looked like it was going a little fast for the rookie quarterback out there, or, you know, with the pass rush.
Yeah, but, Mike, we got to, you know, we got to help him better, me as us as coaches. You know, we got down early in the game. We wanted to – we were committed to running the ball today, trying to do it early, did not run the ball well. You know, we get down by, 13, something like that, 10 or 13, struggling to protect him a little bit. So we put him in a really tough situation. You know, that's not the type of game you want to put him in. We battled. We just didn't play very good. And you got to give Atlanta credit. They came into our place, played with a lot of poise, made a lot of big plays against us, and did a great job, you know, once they got us down. So give them credit. They're a really good football team. We got to have a short memory here and get back to work.
Gary, can you just go over the decision to play Paxton in the first place?
Yeah, the bottom line, we just didn't think that Trevor was ready. You know, we watched him work Friday, talked to him Saturday morning a little bit, and had a decision to make. And so, and we thought Paxton had a really good week of practice. So just, you know, just a game time decision. A lot of guys getting together, watching him practice and what he's doing, and didn't want to expose him today. We didn't think that he was ready for that to happen. So that's why we did what we did.
Coach, how close do you think Trevor is? Was it a close decision?
Yeah, he's very close. You know, I mean, he did everything he could for us all week long, but we have to make decisions at the end of the week when it's time to go. He tried to get there. He worked extremely hard to get there, but we just didn't think he was ready.
Gary, is there a difference between when a backup comes in the middle of a game and the adrenaline and everybody maybe brings it up together a little more and then having a whole week to get ready?
I don't know. I mean, he had a really good week of practice. I felt really good about him going into the game. He practiced well. I mean, they're a team that plays a lot of three deep zone, and you have to be very patient in what you're doing. And, you know, when you get down 13 to them, and if you can't just, think away at them and get yourself back in the game, you start holding the ball and trying to get it downfield too much is tough, you know. So very good plan on their part. They did a great job. Richard Smith, those guys did a great job. Kyle did a great job. So just like I said, give those guys credit. They played really well.
Gary,
yeah.
When Stevenson isn't playing, how concerned are you about your depth at right tackle?
Well, we have more depth than we had last year, I can tell you that. You know, I mean, you know, with Ty's playing a lot of football for a guy who didn't do anything for about 8 or 9 weeks. So, you know, we need to help him out a little bit. Obviously, that's tough. And when you get down like that and they're pinning their ears back, you know, that's as hard as it gets for a tackle. So, you know, that's very difficult. But, you know, we believe in all our guys. We just got to, you know, we had a lot of guys. As a team, we didn't play good enough today. So we need to stay focused on the team.
And just to clarify, you took Ty out just to try a different.
Yeah, we wanted to play Weems some. We moved Michael outside, you know. So, like I said, Ty's played a ton of football for a guy that didn't do much for 8 weeks. So he got forced into that situation because of the injury to Donald. And he's held up well, you know, in my opinion. You know, today's tough on a lot of guys, you know.
Gary, they seem intent on putting your linebackers in pass coverage.
Yeah, no doubt. Spread us out, you know, and we get that. You know, Jeff, obviously the key probably was that they had time to get those guys down the field. You know, I have to go back and look at the film, but for backs to get down the field the way they did, you know, it takes some time. So you can't ask B. Marsh and those guys and Todd to hold up that long. But, you know, very good job on their part. Like I said, they ran the ball extremely well. The backs, you know, their backs accounted for a lot of offense, you know, today. So they did a hell of a job.
Gary, how close was Virgil Green to playing today, and will his return help spark the ground game?
Well, all I can tell you guys, they were all close, you know. Donald, Virgil, they were all close. But we have to make a decision. There's a lot of football left to play, and obviously we want to get those guys back, but they all made progress last week.